Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Yes, Las Vegas. What's up, everybody? How are you doing today? How's life treating you? Fine, I'm sure. Yes, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas, and it's nice weather out here. Yes, I'm outside sitting back enjoying the beautiful weather in the valley, in the desert in Las Vegas.
And now, DJ Papa D, take us into another song, and we'll be back for more of the radio show in a minute.
When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., every other day I was going to Hollywood on the bus, and one Saturday, I got together with six of my friends. It was myself, Warren Warrior, Anthony Wyatt, and his little brother, Lewis Wyatt, Ricky Holloway, and his little brother, Bernard Holloway. And we got on the bus on Western, and we rode to Hollywood. And Anthony decided he wanted to bring his ghetto blaster. Now, we went and sat in the very back of the bus, and Anthony sat on the side of the bus by the back door. So he was listening to the radio. We were all listening to the radio as he was sitting there, but we had told him not to bring the radio, but Anthony, having a mind of his own and his own attitude, he decided he wanted to bring the radio anyway. So we get on the bus, and we're riding to Hollywood. We go through downtown, and when we get into Hollywood, three sailors get on the bus, and two of them were white guys, and one was a black guy, and they get on the bus, and they come and sit toward the back of the bus by us. So we're sitting there, and we're listening to the radio, and we're looking at these sailors, and they look really amusing to us because they're in full dress uniform, and I'm wondering, like, why are they catching the bus? I mean, don't sailors have cars? Don't they have transportation? Why are they catching the bus? Well, these guys were going, and they were going to check out the stars in Hollywood. So when they got to where they were getting off the bus, the two white guys stood up and they walked to the back door, and the bus driver pulled over at the stop and opened the door, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster, the big radio that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock because, wow, first off, we told Anthony not to bring the radio. And then he was getting punched in the face by this soldier. And the soldier was trying to take the radio from Anthony. And Anthony was not giving it up. Now, Anthony is my buddy that danced on Soul Train when he got older. So I told you that Anthony was about 6 feet tall, even though about this time he might be about 5'8", 5'9". But he only weighed 100 pounds. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid. But he wanted that radio. And the guy punched him about 20 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And he hit him over and over again. And Anthony was holding on to that radio for dear life. He did not let it go. And so eventually the guy realized that Anthony wasn't going to let the radio go. And he tried to get out the back door. And the bus driver had pulled over to the side of the street and was sitting there. And the man, the soldier, was trying to get out the back door. And the bus driver wouldn't open the back door for him. In fact, I looked up at the driver, and he was looking in his rearview mirror, looking at us. Because I guess he was thinking, well, if I don't let him off the back door, you guys can jump him. It's 6 of us. So he was thinking that we were going to be able to jump up and attack the sailor and get even for all of the blows that the sailor gave Anthony. But like I said, we were just kids. I mean, 3 or 4 of us were like 8th graders, maybe 9th graders, and then Anthony's little brother didn't even get up and do anything, and he was like a 6th grader or a 7th grader, so we had 2 6th or 7th graders, and we had 4 8th or 9th graders, so we just sat and watched what was going on. We didn't move. And so the bus driver eventually opened the door when he saw we weren't going to do anything. He opened the door and let the sailor off. And the sailor jumped off the bus and ran and caught up with his other sailor friends. And when they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. Like, Gregory, how come you didn't do anything? And I'm like, what was I going to do? That dude was big. Plus, he's a soldier in the United States Navy. I'm not messing with him. And they said, but you had your nunchucks, which I had brought with me in case we ran into a situation. But I didn't bring it to fight with anybody on the bus, because you can't swing nunchucks on a bus, because there are rails all around the bus by the seats and stuff. You swing nunchucks and you hit the rails. So I couldn't fight with anybody on the bus with my nunchucks. So we went and we ended up going to Hollywood and we went to the movies. And we had a good time. We got ice cream and pizza on the way home from the movie. And we got on the bus, and we rode the bus home, and we had a good time. Anthony was kind of disappointed because nobody would take up for him. But we told him that we weren't going to look after him, that we told him not to bring that radio, and he brought it anyway. So, after that, he carried that radio proudly as we walked down the street to go to the movies. And then he turned the radio on while we were walking down the street, getting back on the bus to go home. That's the end of my story. Thank you to everybody for listening.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Yes, you just finished listening to one of my famous stories that I told at the beginning of the radio season. Yes, Anthony getting beat up on the bus because he didn't want to give up his ghetto blaster radio. Well, that's what happens when you're hard-headed and you were told not to bring the radio in the first place. But he did, and he suffered the consequences. But after all, we live and we learn as life goes on. So we had a good day after all. And we made it back home safely. And the radio stayed intact. And we listened to the radio as we went back and forth to Hollywood on several other occasions. And as we traveled around the city of L.A., we listen to the radio. So, first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's hot. Yes, it's so hot. It's 110 degrees today, and it's overcast. The sun is shining, but the skies are cloudy, and the blue skies are not to be seen. It's a cloudy atmosphere, but it's hot. Oh, yeah, it's hot in Vegas, and you can bet your bottom dollar that everybody's walking up and down on the strip wearing shorts and T-shirts, and they're dressed for the hot weather. Yes, they are. So if you're not here with your kids, because if you brought your kids, the kids should be at the water park swimming and having a good time. Or they should be at Circus enjoying the circus activities. And if you're not with your kids, then you're in the casinos where it's nice and cool, and you're gambling and you're drinking and you're having a ball. Hopefully you're winning some money, because I hope you don't leave all your money in Vegas. Because Vegas can do without having all of your money. So take some home with you when you leave. And then go to the buffet and eat all you can eat buffet, because the food is cooked by some of the best chefs around the world. So you can always get a good meal in Vegas. That's right. The food is there for your eating pleasure. So come on to Vegas and enjoy the summer vacation while you still have time. Because this month, the kids will be going back to school and you'll be back to doing your mommy and daddy duties all over again. All right, DJ Papa D, play some songs and drop another commercial spot and another comedy spot, and we'll continue the show. So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle, and my best friend got a new bicycle too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass, and we got finished with the mass. And I walked out, and then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet.
I'm just going to read you just a little bit out of Pieces. I'd like to start off by saying that prison is truly a living hell. It is a place where love and compassion are looked upon as weaknesses, and violence and brutality are worn like a medal of honor. Prison is a tedious path of survival that can shatter your dreams and ambitions. The California Department of Corrections isn't designed to help you rehabilitate yourself or even help you to become a productive law-abiding citizen.
Keep on, keep going, watch on, move on, be strong. midnight, hands stretched, written as he walks his little sister to a preschool, which is up the road just a few miles. Back at the house, his mom sings magic through the pipe smoke, traveling through her lungs out and back down. Worst part that breaks the young man's heart is he's the one that's applying it. He feels like he's trapped now, cause every time he say no to it, she spazzed out. Start shaking, mama, please, where is dad now? Yeah, she gotta be the home's only man now. Left her life alone and got a whole other plan now. Stacked enough to put her in a rehab found. Working, got a GED, his sister's in his hands now. And with support from other members of his fam, gonna make it out the struggle. Young people, here's your chance, come on.
In the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo, and my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me. I want to let you know that on Friday, we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show. And we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show. And you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation. And we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. Yes, it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. We're broadcasting on 7 continents. So you can tell everybody to tune in to the radio show, to listen to the stories and the activities that we're putting down on the radio for your listening pleasure. All right. Well, you heard a good story at the beginning of today's show. So I don't know if I have another one that can top that show. Oh, excuse me. But I don't know. I'm thinking. But while I'm thinking, I want to make a couple of announcements. For one, I'm G Money, and I'm running for president on 2020. That's right, president of the United States of America. That's right. So tell everybody you know to vote for G Money for president, because I'm running as an independent candidate against all the Democrats and all the Republicans that are running against Donald Trump. Yes, I am going to be the next president of the United States. So you know G Money's able and G Money's capable, so tell all your friends to vote for G Money. Okay, second thing, G Money, the pimp comic, has his comedy album out, and he's looking for everybody to buy his album. So go to storytimewithgmoney.com, and you can find all of the comedy albums that he has available for you to purchase. And if you buy his comedy albums, the money will be used for his campaign for president of the United States of America. And also, if you pull up that website, storytimewithgmoney.com, you can also sign up to be a member of the fan club, because G Money has a fan club and he wants everybody to become a member of the fan club. And also, you can find out about the store that he has on the internet, where you can buy all kind of products. We have over 200 products available for you to purchase on the store on the internet under storytimewithgmoney.com. Yes, and the money that you spend on the comedy albums and on the products from the store, they will help G Money in his campaign to run for president of the United States of America, because he needs your money. So spend your money and help G Money with his campaign, and enjoy the comedy shows, the comedy stories, and enjoy the products that you buy from the store. Because everything is exciting when G Money's involved with it. So purchase all the products and spend your money wisely, as it can help G Money as he runs for president. So That's all I want to say for right now. And the last thing is, on Friday, we do our show dedicated to the homeless. It's time for a commercial break. I have to come back to you with that other announcement a little later. Okay, DJ Papa D, play some music, drop some comedy spots, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco, and I was hanging out in San Francisco, and I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me, and I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me." He said, "Those weren't girls waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No, we're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? Those girls are calling us." He said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked, and I said, "They all got dresses on."
Oh! My mind just keeps on wondering, and you only left me yesterday. I've never been to heaven. Instead, I spent the night with you. Maybe that's the reason. I don't know what to do. What's come over me?
And hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out. And he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over. And he runs me over. And I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up, and I say, ow, shit, that hurt.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yep, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. Yes, it's an internet radio show where we're giving you the entertainment better than any other radio station on the planet. And we're broadcasting on 7 continents, so the show is worldwide. So tell everybody you know to listen to the radio show and listen to the stories and the activities that we're putting down. All right. Well, I got cut off last time when I was telling you that on Friday we dedicate the show to solving the homeless situation at different cities around the world. So call in to the radio show if you're working with a company or an organization that's doing stuff to solve homelessness. Call us in on the radio station. Call me at 323-870-4366. And we'll talk about what you're doing to solve homelessness in your city or any other city around the world. Yes, call me and we'll have that conversation on the air live on my radio show. And the day that we dedicated the show is to on Friday. So from on Friday from 3 to 4, we're dedicating our show to solving the homeless situation. So call me, and we'll talk about it on the air. All right. DJ Papa D, play some more music, drop a couple of comedy spots, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
There were some girls in my neighborhood that I was real friendly with, and one of them, her name was Londia. Now, she was always home babysitting her little brother, Morris, and she would play with dolls. And I was like, dolls? What are you playing with dolls for? And she said, well, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to play with dolls. And I was like, okay, you got all these little dolls. So what do you do with them? She said, well, they have a tea party. And she said, I got Miss Piggy. I said, okay. She said, I got Barbie. And I was like, okay. You got Kermit the Frog? You got Ken? Do you have G.I. Joe? And she says, I don't have any man dolls. And I said, what? How come you don't have no man dolls? She said, men get in the way. And her brother is sitting there. And he's looking at me like, Gregory, you really think this is fun?
Never let you go.
My mama bought me a motorcycle, and my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down. And the bike would bounce down the street. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So, support G-Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, I'm G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Yep, it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting all around the world. So tell all your friends, your family, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents, Tell them all to pull up the radio show and sit down and take a listen on the days that we're on the air. I'm on for 1 hour on Monday, 1 hour on Tuesday, 1 hour on Thursday, and 1 hour on Friday. So 4 days a week, you can sit and get some good laughs and enjoy some good music and listen to some of my comedy spots from my album, and you can have a good time listening to the radio show. So I want to say thank you to the helpers that helped my radio show, my little brother, DJ Big Nasty. He provides us with music so that we can entertain you with the music that we play on the radio show. And I want to thank my engineer, or my life coach, DJ Papa D, for his help in orchestrating the radio show. He plays the music, and he plays the comedy spots to make the show what it is today. Now, I'm just the star, but they are working behind the scenes to make this show a go. So I want you to thank them. In fact, send them some messages on my chat line and tell them how much you appreciate what they're doing, because I know they can appreciate hearing from my audience like I do every time you send something to Ask G Money. So I'm saying thank you, thank you, thank you very much for the work that they do. It goes untested as it's getting bigger and bigger. We got more and more people listening to the show, and it's becoming a worldwide event, and that's what I'm looking forward to doing. So I want to say, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And you know, I got a joke for you. I got a joke right here. There was a man driving down the street in his big rig, and he passed a restaurant on the side of the highway, and he decided to pull in and get something to eat. So he pulled in, parked his truck in the parking lot, and went into the restaurant, sat down at the corner, and the waitress asked him if she could take his order. And he said, yes, I'll have a double cheeseburger with everything. I'll have a cup of coffee, and I'll have a piece of that pie. And she says, okay. And she wrote his order down and gave it to the cook to cook his hamburger. So while he's sitting there waiting on his food to come in, three motorcycle gang members come into the cafe, and they sit at the counter next to the truck driver, and they have their leather jackets with their team symbol on the back and their gang paraphernalia on the back of their jackets. And when his food shows up, one gang member eats his hamburger. Another gang member drinks his coffee. And another gang member eats his pie. And the man doesn't say anything. He gets up. He goes to the counter, and he pays for his meal. And he leaves a tip for the waitress. And he walks out the cafe and gets in his truck. And the bikers start laughing. They go, oh, what kind of man is that? He's sorry. He didn't even say anything when we ate up his food. He's a sorry trucker. And the waitress said, yep, that's what you're saying. He's a sorry man. But what you should have been saying was, what kind of trucking was he? Who's he working for? Because just rode over three motorcycles when he was leaving the parking lot. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. He just ran over their motorcycles when he pulled out the parking lot. So now who got the last laugh? Yep, I'm G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Thank you, G-Money, the pimp comic, for that joke. That was funny. Thank you very much. And so now I want to shut the show down saying thank you, everybody, for listening to today's radio show. And we'll be talking to you again on Thursday. So have a good day off, because I'll be off tomorrow. And we'll talk to you again on Thursday. So I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm out of here. Have a good evening. Bye-bye. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.